Thanks. Stokes in the morning.
Someone stole my gnome.
I'm sorry?
Someone stole my gnome.
Oh, someone stole your gnome? Is that right?
That's correct. My gnome, Saul, has been abducted.
Oh, like a garden gnome, right?
Yes, garden gnomes. Very noble. I've had one stolen from me.
That sucks.
When did this happen?
Late last night while all of us were asleep.
Oh.
Too bad.
Somebody came in the night, huh, and took him away?
Well, Saul was on garden watch duty last night, and someone just picked him up and walked off, I guess.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know, kids sometimes will go around and steal things out of people's yards, so maybe, I bet you that's what happened. Don't you think, Chris?
Probably.
But you guys don't understand. Saul is very special. He suffers from nomosclerosis. It's a neurological disorder.
I'm sorry?
Nomosclerosis. It's a gnome disease of lonesomeness, basically.
Oh. Hmm. Well, that's too bad. So, but he's with somebody, so that should... Right? No.
Well, if it's a kid, they probably don't know about nomosclerosis.
Yeah, I have to be honest. I have no idea what... I've never heard of it. Chris, have you?
No.
Yeah.
Only gnomes can get it.
Well... How do you treat it? What do you do?
Basically, you sing soothing children's melodies to them when they're feeling lonesome, and that makes them feel better.
Oh. Okay.
Doesn't sound very scientific.
Yeah.
It's not actually. I think it's a made-up disease, but Saul claims he has it, so.
Oh. So he may have some deeper problem than that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just maybe needs a lot of attention or something?
Yeah, I have to spend a lot of time with him, and when I can't spend time with him, I let Bennigan or Mr. Esterhaus hang out with him.
Who are they?
Oh, two of my other gnomes.
God, how many gnomes do you have?
Over 200.
What?
Gee, that's a lot of gnomes, man.
I just like gnomes.